are proudly humble Iowans, with reddest blood and with blackest soil. We contribute to American society with our daily joyful toil. On TV, we are looked down upon by the condescending Washington elite. Our customs, queer and quaint, are fun to frown upon, as if our way of life is obsolete. Sometime in the fall, we always become the envy of all, for it has been deemed as the protocol that we should decide on the president. And oh, what an honor indeed. We put on our best behavior every time another candidate appears, and we pin our hopes upon the latest savior as the day of reckoning nears. But we're left with broken promises once they leave for Pennsylvania Avenue. So we're now all doubting Thomas's. To summarize our worldview. But still, every go round we determine anew which of the candidates get to go through. It's not very much, but it's all we can do to get you to decide on the president. We hope that by now it is evident there is a historical precedent. If you are an Iowa resident, then you will get to decide on the president. There is a precedent. If you're a resident, then you will get to decide the president.